welcome and hello to this CL Insights podcast with me, Helen Brooks. I'm one of the business development managers here at CL, and I'm really pleased to be bringing you this Data Discussions podcast. Keep a watch out for other podcasts in this series and a number of blogs from a range of CL member contributors that we'll be releasing from this week onwards. For all members listening, you will now have received an invite to the member exclusive data discussion webinar taking place on the 4th of October, and we really hope you can join us for that event. So, data discussion is the theme of the podcast, so let's talk data. The use of data in agriculture and more specifically within livestock varies from farm to farm, as I'm sure we're all aware. So how can we drive data use on farm? How can data be used to enable farmer goals associated with improving profitability and efficiency, reducing costs and increasing product yield and value? In essence, how can farmers make better decisions through data-driven choices? But with no farming business being the same and an increasing need for information to fit in line with what each farmer needs, what opportunities, what services and tools are there for farmers? And how do they use them to fit in with their farming system, their contracts, and their differing physical and environmental features of each farm? So in this podcast, we'll be discussing some of the data challenges and hurdles facing the livestock industry. And we'll be talking to Emma Buckby and Nick Buckley-Biggs from AgriWeb to see how they are helping and how AgriWeb is helping to address some of these issues. So really pleased to have Emma and Nick with us. Emma is a sheep and cattle farmer and is the head of marketing for AgriWeb. And Nick is the head of sustainability and their sustainability program for AgriWeb and across their international role, which covers Australia, UK and the US. So welcome to both of you. Would you be able to just give us a quick overview of AgriWeb for any listeners that haven't come across the company before?
So it's a livestock business management software. It's there to help you look after your own, your whole farm. And really the focus has always been on sheep and cattle. But it's not just, you know, record keeping. We try to go beyond record keeping. So you could also look at your grazing insights, for example, treatment records, fertilizer inventories, etc. So that enables you to connect all of the dots on your farming operation. And thus you can start to understand your productivity, your efficiency, your sustainability rates as well, and also the cost of production. And those insights enable you to then take interesting and hopefully really positive decisions as to how you can move your business forward and make your operation better for you and hopefully for the community as well.
Fantastic. So it's okay. I'll start with a few questions and hopefully we'll be able to hear more about AgriWeb and the tools and services that you provide as we go through. So in terms of when you're talking to your customers and your farmer audience, what sort of challenges are you really hearing about? Sort of what are those regular things that come up time and time again, talking about data collection, data use and data sharing?
So I can probably answer this one as well. And I'm speaking from personal experience because this is why we also decided to implement AgriWeb on our farm, as well as kind of the things that we hear from farmers. And, you know, I guess most farmers can recognise that the paper and pen has been the mainstay of data collection in the past, especially within the livestock industry. It feels convenient. You could just take it out your top pocket, write something down, and you know, it feels like you've done your job. But that comes with challenges, and this is some of the things that farmers recognise. And we hear a lot that farmers say, yeah, we need to start doing this digitally, so that they recognise that there's that need. And there's lots of reasons why it can be a challenge. But I mean, and this is as much for kind of farmers as it is for the supply chain as well. So it can be hard to identify the required records when needed. And if you've got years and years of records sitting in lots of files, to have to go and look through all of those can be really time consuming, when actually some easy search functionality could just bring it up on your phone, for example. Writing in notebooks often means writing up at least once or twice. So you're writing it on this notebook, and if it's anything like our farm, it's probably covered in goodness knows what. So you then got to bring it back into the office and write it up again. So that can lead to human error. You can't read the writing, for example, especially if it's somebody else doing the writing up. It can mean difficulties in compliance, which is definitely in the UK much more of a challenge than in, say, other countries. And I'm guessing that's not going to disappear anytime soon. If anything, it's probably going to be a heavier burden in the future. It can be errors as well when different people are collecting the data in different ways. So a good example of that is body condition scores or weigh records that are done by eye rather than actually done on set of scales, for example, and there's lots of anecdotes of people, you know, saying they know exactly what that cow or that sheep weighs, and then actually weighing it and being out, and it's always a bit of a surprise. There's also challenges around what's not being clear about what's being collected until much later on, so it's sometimes hard to see areas that you might have missed, which means that your productivity can't be optimized as quickly as you might have done if you'd been able to see some of those anomalies. Relying on paper and pen means it can be hard to join those records together, so you can't bring pieces of insight together and see a trend, for example, or see any issues, so that can be challenging. And then equally where improvements can be made. And then if you kind of think about digitized collection data, on the other hand, it just means it's much easier to share that data with advisors, vets, nutritionists, etc. And it also serves towards succession planning. So that kind of visible way of data is really, really good, but getting it can be really, really hard. And of course, like I mentioned, for supply chains, for example, processors, it can mean reporting to them is also inconsistent and not congruent, and it doesn't enable visibility for their supply chain as well. So just a few of the areas where actually we could probably be more efficient in our data collection.
Yeah, I do. I think that area of sort of data accuracy and gaps is a real key one, and almost that replication of data, you know, just doing it once gives you your here and now, but doing it many, many times and repeating it and doing it the same way gives you that opportunity to, as you say, be more connective, share and highlight any inconsistencies as you do that over time. Nick, anything to feed into that one, maybe from a worldwide perspective? Any other areas that you think, you know, are like, yeah, I see this across the world, or actually this is quite UK specific and there are other issues across the globe?
No, I think this is very much an international issue and opportunity as well. I think from my perspective, farmers are some of our leading researchers around sustainability, in that they're constantly experimenting and trying new approaches. And we need streamlined, easy to use ways of tracking those experiments that farmers are doing month to month, year to year, to really understand for specific regions, for specific types of operations, what's going to improve soil health and fertility, what's going to improve profitability, productivity, all of these things that have implications for climate action, for conservation. But you know, we need to allow or enable farmers to really try those things on their own properties and see what works. It varies hugely from operation to operation. You might try 10 different perennials, right? And it works differently for different farms and with different types of livestock. So to really be able to track that implementation of that practice, that sustainability practice, and then connect it to daily live weight gain, fertility rates, you know, weaning rates, all of those different kind of outcomes that AgriWeb allows you to track. And then as Em said, you know, really connecting those two types of data together to see where your management practices are having an environmental impact or an economic impact. I think that's really the key, whether you're in Australia or on a ranch in Colorado or in the UK. And that's a similar challenge and opportunity we all have.
And I suppose thinking about that sustainability sort of topic and that theme, where have you seen some of those light bulb moments with the use of some of AgriWeb services, or just in terms of data? Where has been, you know, those main drivers that farmers have really gone, yeah, I can see how this can help. I can see how this can help me. I can see how I can use it within my business.
One of the key things is grazing management, and to the extent that grazing management can help you to manage your feed costs, I think, you know, at the base of any operation success is its economic viability in the long term. And you know, we are really focused on helping producers to manage their feed costs. If by both preventing overutilization of grass and underutilization, so making sure that you're actually using the forage that you have while preventing overgrazing, so that you have long-term sustainability in your operation. We are seeing that's helping our customers to reduce the need to buy hay, which can be very expensive depending on the region you're in and the market that you're competing in. You might be competing with equestrians, for instance, to buy hay, and that's, you know, really driving prices up. So we've seen For instance, in the US, one of our ranchers saved $80,000 in 1 year just by using AgriWeb to improve their forage utilization. And that doesn't mean overgrazing, it just means making use of particularly the more remote parts of that operation to improve their overall usage. So I'm excited for that aspect and hopeful that the more that people engage with different grazing systems and track them in AgriWeb, the better they can manage those costs as well associated with feed.
So can I maybe ask both of you for sort of three top tips that, Emma, maybe that you regularly sort of use in messaging throughout AgriWeb and Nick, that you use with those people that you work with from a farming perspective? Sort of three top tips on, you know, getting the best out of your data collection and use.
So I think some top tips from my side would be keep it simple. So if you're using technology for the first time or you're transitioning to a kind of more modern piece of software, it can be a little bit mind-blowing sometimes to decide what to track, because there are so many different KPIs that you can track, so many different metrics. So definitely keeping it simple. So for example, you might just want to start off by concentrating on feed and kind of like inventory around feed and what you're giving, and maybe you want to experiment within that. So for example, feeding red clover over lucerne, for example, and seeing what the outputs from that are, or you might just want to start with daily weight gain. And it's amazing how many farmers we talk to that don't regularly weigh their livestock, and yet we know that from regularly weighing our livestock we have lots of positive things that come out of that. So as Nick was mentioning, better productive animals because they're better looked after. The feed rations are also monitored accordingly as a result, which can help save money, really important, can help save in terms of emissions as well, because we could effectively have quicker finishing times as well. So there's lots of things there. So it's definitely start simple and then add to the kind of what you're looking at as you go. That'd be my top tip. I don't know about you, Nick.
I think from my side, you know, people often ask me, should I get involved in a carbon related program? Should I try to pursue biodiversity credits? How do I plug into a branded, sustainable kind of premium program that a grocery chain or a meat company might be offering? And I think a lot of those opportunities are emerging right now. It's a very exciting time for the industry. And for any of those programs, it requires digitization. It requires that whoever's running the program really get a view down to the farm level of what's happening and have this kind of high quality data that we've been talking about. So regardless of what avenue or what direction a farmer might end up pursuing, they're going to need to track their management practices, their stocking rates, these kinds of details in some digital form. So I think the first thing to do is, you know, today pick up some kind of digital 21st century software, an app, an easy to use program that can help you to do that. And just, it's a learning process, but it's not a terribly complicated one. I think it's one that, you know, 15 years ago, it was hard to imagine we'd all be using smartphones the way that we do. And I think in the same way, just, you know, do it one step at a time. With AgriWeb, we have an academy online that people can kind of walk through. And even if you've been using it for 5 or 10 years, there's still more features to learn. So kind of getting on that journey, I think, is the first thing that people can do today, regardless of what program they'll end up plugging into down the road that might help them improve profitability and sustainability.
Yeah, both really good points and really well made. Thank you. And just picking up on your point, Nick, about sort of new skills and the learning journey, where do you think that balance is between farmers needing new skills to engage with technology, software, etc., and actually how data solutions can be produced to better fit with farmer needs?
You know, I don't necessarily see the skills hurdle as being a very big one for producers. I think they already have the skills really that they need. It's taking the time to try new practices, to track them, and to then start to delve into the insights that software can provide around how daily live weight gain is being impacted or how other outcomes are being impacted. And it does take a bit of time to sit down at your computer and look at the bar chart and see how a certain practice you've implemented is impacting your operation. But I think the solutions are there. They're definitely on the software side being improved on every day. So for instance, at AgriWeb, we're always building new integrations with different types of software that's becoming available that can help people with their management. So for instance, remote sensing from satellite imagery that can provide estimates of above ground biomass, so how much grass, how much forage you have in a given paddock. And those have traditionally been estimated with, you know, people's eyes, and different generations estimate it differently. Even within a family, you might have very different estimates. So, you know, now for the first time, we can really have much more accurate estimates of how much grass a farmer has and what they will have into the coming months. And I think that can be transformative. So that's not necessarily a new skill or approach that's needed. It's just a new type of data that could be used to improve decision making.
Yeah, that's a really good point, that actually it's not all new technology requires new skills. Maybe it's just another way of thinking about the approach to collecting the data needed. I think so that's a really good point. And that leads quite nicely into the next sort of point I was going to make on, obviously, there has been quite a sharp rise in digital technology and tools that have hit the market in recent years. How has AgriWeb really looked at engaging farmers in the tools and services that you deliver, and making sure that it's fit across? Obviously, you mentioned sheep and beef. So looking at two livestock sectors, but also the various systems and even the, you know, farmer mindset and how that differs. So how do the AgriWeb services sort of fit with a multitude of opportunities?
I think to start with, one of our values is we live for the farmer. So that's number one. And we are constantly engaging with our farming community and getting feedback. But more importantly, our founders have got livestock agricultural backgrounds, so I think, you know, they recognize the need as much as anybody else. So I think that's really important. We do have an understanding there, and quite a number of our community within in our AgriWeb colleagues are kind of from a farming background, so we are aware of kind of the challenges at ground level, at grassroots level, as much as anything else. And it is always our want to understand those farmers' needs, and also understand how we can make data collection as easy as possible, and how we can make insights as useful as possible, so farmers can make those informed decisions. We offer various fora where farmers can plug into that. So we have, for example, on our website, an ideas portal where people can add ideas. We get feedback all the time through the various other communication channels as well. And we hear things at events, but also always trying to kind of keep abreast of what's happening in the industry so we can be aware of what's coming up. For example, changes between tagging in cattle, for example. So how can we be prepared for that and make sure farmers also feel supported? So we are trying to plug in all the time. And as I mentioned, kind of, we have so many colleagues that also are kind of farmers as well as AgriWeb colleagues that hopefully that can really help make us aware and empathize with the challenges that farmers are facing.
And in terms of the systems that you use and your engagement with the farmers, what have there been any real key sort of changes on farm that you've seen from farmers engaging with AgriWeb tools and services? Because, you know, changes are constant in farming. And so have you seen any real change that AgriWeb tools and systems have sort of led to on farm?
I think one of the key things is confidence in decision making. We hear this time and time again. So we start with, I don't do technology, which is a really common thing that we hear from farmers, which we know isn't necessarily true, because most people have mobile phones. There's technology in tractor cabs, for example, and we've become used to them over years. Even in your everyday car nowadays, there's lots of technology. So we're interacting with it all the time. So I think it's to take a farmer from that to be confident in decision making. And one of our farmer customers up in Stirlingshire recently talked to us about their flock of 350 yows that they had. And by using AgriWeb, they decided to cull 42% of those yows because they weren't productive. That is a huge decision to make. You have to be super confident to do that. But they realized through using AgriWeb and those insights that if they got rid of the less productive sheep, that they would be cutting down on feed, they could be more focused on the productivity and welfare of the ones that are left. And that would actually give them a better margin at the end of it. And that then enabled them to invest in further technology, which makes them even more efficient. So I think it's that confidence piece that can really, really help. I don't know if you'd add to that, Nick.
No, I think that was brilliantly put, and is the I think you captured it perfectly.
Are there any specifics from the sustainability side, Nick, that you would sort of think as really being transformative in terms of data use?
I think one of the big developments, and it's not just AgriWeb, I think it's the whole industry moving in this direction, is the integrations we've developed with hardware and software. So even something like an ear tag reader, or you know, all these data that producers are capturing, shoot side or crush side, that you know, are related to individual animal health and weight gain and sustainability at the end of the day, if we're trying to capture things like methane emissions, right? Being able to connect those data points with the genetics, the breeding information related to that individual, the health records, and as Em said, to then be able to make decisions around culling, around where to purchase animals in the future. You know, where are you getting the most productive individuals from, and really having those insights. Other integrations that maybe are more pertinent to larger operations or those in arid areas, but you know, water monitoring devices, for instance. Pieces of hardware that farmers are already investing in that now they can plug into software like AgriWeb or other types of software like financial software and be able to see all of those data points in one place. Just like your bank account can pull in information from different sources to give you a full picture and give you a sense of your budget and where you might be able to make an impact. Same kind of solution I think applies here, where increasingly we have a, you know, internet of things in our personal lives and in our work lives, and just kind of following that trend, I think over the next year or two, we'll see a lot of great developments in that space.
I really like that analogy of the banking that has become so normal to everyone. And actually it's a great analogy to use to think about where you pull all that information from and use within one app or one website or that type of thing.
And also just to add to that, where you push information to, right? Because we also end up connecting our bank accounts with our employers and other places. And in the same way, producers should be able to push their data, as you know, they own and manage their data, but they should be able to share it with not just advisors, but also other stakeholders in the supply chain that are looking for data in order to reward producers for sustainability improvements in their supply chains.
So where do you think, and this is possibly a big endless question with a massive silver bullet at the end of it, but where do you think sort of CL and its members can really help to support exactly what you've just said there, Nick, about, you know, the connectivity, the sharing of data, the pulling of data, as well as the pushing of data, and how can that the network that CL provides really help to drive product development and innovation for better use, really, for better data use?
So I think it's really interesting because we've got to improve farming. We know that. So in the UK, obviously, especially in England, subsidy payments are disappearing, and that's going to make us really focus on, as farmers, how we manage our business. So I think that's kind of number one. So how can we support farmers to be able to do that and really put in concrete their legacy for the future and feel supported. So I think there's one part there that we all share within the CL network. But also I think by joining CL, it kind of gives AgriWeb the opportunity to share its ability to collect and analyze data, as well as its knowledge from the UK. We've got knowledge around farmers' behaviors in Australia and the US, and that insight, that unique insight into those behaviors of farmers across the world can help us understand the commonalities that we all have, as well as the differences and some of those challenges that are faced as well. So and when it comes to sustainability, for example, this helps us understand what we can do at global scale and what is better from a more regionalized stratum as well. And I think it's going back to what we were talking about around that kind of connecting that ecosystem, creating something that's going to make life so much easier for farmers. So where can we plug in different parts of technology that can give farmers an even better insight and a better look at the big picture as well?
That's brilliant. So I think we've covered so much in this conversation. I've made a few notes as we've gone, and we've talked about grazing management and soil fertility. We've talked about body condition scoring, inputs, economics, feeding, weighing, identity, genetics, health, and it just goes to show the absolutely the breadth of data use within the farming system. Is there anything else that you think is really sort of a key point of AgriWeb, or a key point of data use and utilization that you'd like to leave the listeners with, just to sort of think about and potentially engage with you in a future aspect?
From a climate perspective, I think it's important to note what a big challenge we have ahead of us. You know, whether it's the UK's net zero by 2050 or partners and members in the CL network that have commitments to sourcing only from net zero carbon farms by 2030 or 2040, that is an unprecedented challenge that we have, and we don't have all the answers today. I have a lot of faith and optimism for the kinds of collaborative initiatives that are happening now that are bringing together academia and the private sector and conservation groups to try to tackle some of these big questions. You know, how do we improve grassland management? How do we improve genetics? How do we improve herd efficiency? These are very big questions. Some solutions are there ready to be adopted and scaled, and others are being tested today. And I think the more rapidly we can do that and deploy it and really engage producers in that process, the better we'll be along in this journey. But I think it'll definitely be a village required to tackle this challenge that we have of climate action in the next decade.
Any last points from yourself, Emma?
Only that I think the more we embrace data, and maybe it's not data that we need to focus on, maybe it's the insights that we need to focus on, right? So it's what that data collection gives us, because it can feel like a chore, it can feel like we're just adding data for data's sake, but actually it's those insights. And I think it's those real moments of epiphany where you start to look at some of the insights and you see anomalies and you realize that actually the reason that's there is because of dry conditions this year. So how can I take those dry conditions this year in farming and make sure that I'm doing my utmost to ensure a really good year next year? And those data points are going to prove that or not next year. So I think it's those insights that are really important and can be the really exciting parts of that data collection as well.
Well, this has been a really good conversation. Thank you so much, Emma and Nick, for your time. Really, really great to hear about AgriWeb. You know, the involvement and the opportunities that it provides for the farming audience and the industry as a whole. So for those listening, please remember to follow CL on Twitter and LinkedIn, or check out cielivestock.co.uk for more CL insights on data that we're going to be releasing this week and over the coming weeks. And if you are a CL member, don't forget to register for the data discussion webinar on the 4th of October. But from me, Nick and Emma, thanks very much for listening. Bye-bye.